The absolutely true Deep South chicken caper. This incident actually happened to me one childhood day while I lay abed in my family's Tuscaloosa garage apartment. My mother and grandmother were fussing about, conducting activities of daily living. Suddenly, a neighborhood free-roaming chicken appeared through the open screen door, and for a moment of chaos, joy ensued. As proof that all of life is poetry, or at least poetic, here's the poem that emerged from my memory. Playing Chicken. Once upon a time or two, when I was less than three, a chicken jumped into my bed and gave a fright to me. She fluttered up and cackled round the room for all to see. She made me cry, she made me laugh, and clap my hands in glee. Granny chased her with a broom. Mama shooed her aloud. The chicken left us with a zoom and flew up to a cloud. Later, when I saw her pecking all about the grounds, I cackled and she laughed at me. We both made funny sounds. I waved and smiled and whispered, "Come back another day so we can scare each other into having fun at play." See what I mean? To this day, my life remains a poetic journey in progress. Thanks for hitching a ride for a moment.